This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch multiple development projects in Assam today. He arrived at Golaghat last evening. Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Barphukan Police Academy and lay the foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in the presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal at Dargaon in Golaghat district. This afternoon, the Home Minister will visit Mizoram to take part in a function related to the relocation of the Assam Rifles base from the heart of Aizawl city to Zokhavsang. Union Minister for Railways, Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw will arrive in Chennai on day-long visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate a new campus of Zetwork Electronics at Thiruvallur. Mr. Vaishnaw will also visit the Hyperloop pod and interact with the team at Thayur campus of IIT. He is also scheduled to visit the Centre for Innovation in the evening. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, "The government's approach will be guided by India First, Viksit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership." India's foreign exchange reserve surged by $15.26 billion, reaching over $653.96 billion in the week ending March 7, bolstered by the Reserve Bank of India's RBI's currency swap operations last month. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the RBI, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $13.93 billion to over $557.28 billion. During the last week, gold reserves rose by $1 billion, totaling over $74.32 billion. India has called for a more inclusive fight against bigotry that takes on religiophobia, targeting hatred of all religions. Expressing concern over violence against places of worship and religions, India's permanent representative P. Harish said that India strongly believes that the path to meaningful progress in fighting bigotry lies in acknowledging that religiophobia, in its various forms, threatens the fabric of our diverse global society. He said this at a General Assembly commemoration of the International Day to Combat Islamophobia. He said virtually every major faith has a home in India, which is the birthplace of four world religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism and Sikhism. Mr. Harish said that fostering a world free from religious discrimination, hatred and violence has been a way of life for India since time immemorial. Former central banker Mark Carney has been sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Canada. 59-year-old Carney replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who was in office for 9 years. Governor General Mary Simon, the personal representative of King Charles, who is Canada's head of state, presided over the ceremony of 24th Prime Minister in Ottawa yesterday. A new cabinet of 13 men and 11 women was sworn in, smaller than Trudeau's 37-member team. Addressing his first press conference after his cabinet was sworn in, Mr. Carney said that Canada will never become a part of the United States. He said that Canada is fundamentally a different country. Mr. Carney has said he is ready to meet with Trump if he shows respect for Canadian sovereignty.
Well, personally, I've been clear. The ministers behind me, I think, to an individual, when asked, have been clear that we will never, ever, in any way, shape, or form, be part of the United States. America is not Canada. Look at the ceremony we just had. You could not have had that ceremony in America.
Today is World Consumer Rights Day. It is celebrated on the 15th of March annually to serve as an essential reminder of the need to uphold consumer rights and protection. The day is also an opportunity to promote the basic rights of all consumers and encourage those rights to be respected and protected. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to lock horns with Mumbai Indians in the title clash at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.